Oh, yeah.
Well, geez, that's the headlines. And everybody, welcome in.
Oh, wow.
Welcome. This is episode 61.
Can you 61. Believe it?
We're past 60?
I don't believe
it. Doesn't feel like it.
They said it wouldn't last.
It's funny because I think at times it feels like we do, we're like we haven't done 60. Like that's a lot. But there's other times where I'm like, I feel like we've done hundreds of episodes.
Yes. Yeah. 600 episodes of marketability.
But I think it's because we will do the spiel on the same day as like a marketabilities episode.
We do.
And it feels like we just did 7 episodes.
We do a lot of production, people. I mean, we're here on the microphone for you, right? We're dedicated.
Yeah, yeah, of course. We wouldn't be in here if we weren't dedicated.
Exactly. Yeah.
Dedication's key.
Yeah. Riley wouldn't show up to the studio if he wasn't dedicated.
I had to call him in today. Are you kidding me? I said, do you plan to come in at all today? Because we need you. We need your camera.
I was like, yeah, sure. Yeah.
So, all right. This leads us right into our topic of this whole work remotely demand or some sort of a hybrid way of working today. Yeah. And I don't know, man. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, yeah. So let's just recap real quick. 2020, right? COVID happened.
Mm-hmm. It hung on.
Yeah. And so all of a sudden people are like either out of a job, mm-hmm. if you work in like a store or something like that, or all your work shifted from you working at home.
Right.
So some people were praising and rejoicing. Some people were like, what am I going to do?
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so for the people that, you know, started working from home, it was good and bad. Because I think there are two different types of people, right? There are people who will get stuff done, like Angie.
Self-starters.
Angie will always get something done. She'll make it happen.
Somehow.
And then there are other people who, you know, will go home.
Do less.
And they'll get...
They play video games.
Distracted.
They watch television. They hang out with their friends. They go work out. I mean, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Riley does. He's going to do his work, but I'm not sure we're going to like do it. No, I love you. We're going to give you a good little shout out here momentarily.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, they're two different types of people, right? And I think it went two completely different ways for people who were able to keep their jobs.
Yes.
Yeah. I know some people who have like, yeah, I just get the same amount done, or I got even more done because I'm at home, and sometimes they're home alone, right? Because their kids are off to school or whatever it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there are other people who are like, yeah, I work like 2 hours a day and then...
Not me.
I'm not suggesting that you work 2 hours a day. So here's the deal. So Riley transit. I mean, hey, if you're guilty, or if the what
I'm
is
not
it? The shoe
guilty.
Fits.
Well,
a size 14.
Size. Oh yeah.
That's so you talked about how you got a new place.
Yeah.
And he happened to have an extra room.
Yeah.
And he turned it into a really sweet edit bay.
Yeah.
And streaming bay.
And streaming. Yeah.
When I have a chance, because I'm always working.
Hence, he's wearing the Twitch hat right now.
Yeah, shout out Twitch.
Correct. So, when did you decide you didn't need to come into the building any longer?
Whenever I got my new house, yeah. Because when I was always here, I was like, hey, Talk to me. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't get nothing done. So I was like,
he's totally the one talking.
I swear to gosh, no. Sometimes, not
I,
all the time.
I think it was a team effort.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree. Because we would all like gather around for like an hour.
And to be fair, Riley was in a room with two other editors for quite some time.
Correct.
Yeah.
They're gone. That we'd like to have you come back now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Here's the problem. All right, with this working remotely or hybrid. When polled, people in that type environment say that there are a couple of issues with schedules and deadlines.
Yep.
Because if there isn't that level of accountability in-house, you're either blowing up somebody's phone that might have their phone on do not disturb or whatever it is, right? Both. And it does make it impossible or difficult to meet those deadlines. And in turn, you're holding people up. You're holding other people up who happen to be working on the same project.
Yeah, totally.
So I just, look, I really don't care where people work as long as they're working and it's evident that they're working. There are many, many fruits of their labor. But the problem is, of late, people are also taking things into their own hands, like, okay, this is no longer a collaboration. I'm just going to do this and I'm just going to do that. And I'm not convinced here that it's the right thing to be doing, which means we might be wasting some time.
Yeah, it really got rid of the team aspect for any any project. Like it could be here when we're working on video projects, or if you're working on like landscaping, you know, whatever it is, like there needs to be some sort of team effort, especially if there's a team involved.
Exactly.
And it totally killed that if you're all working from home.
You know what that means?
What?
Oh, I can't believe it pains me to say this. We have to do more Zooms.
Oh, no.
Meetings, team meetings, WebEx.
That hurts me. That hurts me.
Honestly. Would you rather come into the office?
Drive 20 minutes and then instead of getting on a Zoom call? Honestly, yeah.
Okay.
Zoom calls
coming
are
into
not,
the office.
Right. Not the best.
No, I don't really appreciate the electronic stuff.
They're good for some things.
Yeah,
but not, for the most part, it's,
It's interesting when people say, well, would you like to Zoom today? And I'm like, I really have nothing to show you, so we can just talk.
You can just
I can call
me.
You. Yeah, I can call you.
A good email would be great.
Toss me a pigeon around here.
So, I mean, that just gives you something to think about when you're devising the way that you want to do business. Do you want to adopt that remote way of doing business, a hybrid where you may have people working in the office and working remotely? There could be a nice mix, which I'm in favor of. Yeah. I'm in favor of a mix. I think if you come in 2 to 3 days a week, you make your way around the office, there's room for a little chit chat, but then to just to discuss projects and how you can turn things out more effectively and more efficiently.
Yeah, because I think sometimes, especially here, if you're not in here at least a couple times a week.
We're talking about growing media, a marketing ad agency, right?
You are sometimes out of the loop on what's actually happening and, and there's more coming and, you know, it's just good. Maybe there's a way we could fix that, but I think it's, again, goes back to the team aspect of just being around people and having a quality team.
The other argument I make is we spend so much time texting or asking for revisions. And we've often said, if someone could just walk to the computer and take a look at the content before you have to export it, before you have to share it via a link, I think at the time we'd save.
Do you know how long of a walk it is? It's like,
look,
the place is like 5,000 square feet.
It is big.
Yeah.
We need to ride segways around
the hover,
here.
Yeah, the hoverboard or the segways. Yeah. Okay, let's move on. The other big thing, listen, it's not going away and you need to get on board if you're not and you have that good service or product. E-commerce, it's straight up now.
To the moon.
Straight up, 4 million e-commerce companies in North America currently.
What do you want to sell, Angie?
Look, I have so much to sell, it's ridiculous. You don't have time to listen to it all. Anything's for sale. It's all for sale. But it was interesting. You talk about COVID and how it changed the world. And I just saw a report today that said that retail sales in 2019, 14% online. Right?
Yeah.
2023, already 22% of retail is exchanged.
Online.
Online.
That's crazy.
E-commerce, baby.
Yeah. I mean,
hashtag making money.
I buy so much online now compared to going to a store.
Do you know, Rob said this. Rob said, you went where? And I talked about the big box stores because we're building a house. And he says, I can't tell you the last time I was in a store.
Yeah, Rob, I mean, we were at church on Sunday.
Okay.
And he's looking at
good
his
place
phone,
to be.
And he's like, we just got done with worship. We usually take 10 minutes to gather ourselves, go to the bathroom, and then go to, you know. Anyways.
The things you learn.
He's looking at his phone, and someone goes to his house because he has a little, you know, a little alarm or whatever, and he's getting his groceries delivered.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't like doing that.
I've not done it yet.
I like going to the grocery store.
Oh, I despise going to the grocery store.
You know why?
Like going to the grocery store?
I like
does
it.
That.
Do you see the people there?
Dude, I zone them. I shoot. That's the best place people watch.
People watch.
Honestly.
But I'm not especially, going there to people watch. I'm going there to get
right,
food
man.
So I can live.
Dude, if I like see someone wearing something that shouldn't be able to like, take a picture of them.
You're one of those people.
Send it to
you
my
just
mom.
Scared a lot of people away from the grocery store in their pajama pants.
Look out for Twitch Riley over
there. Hey, you better watch out. But I enjoy it just because I pop in my AirPods, I listen to a podcast, I'm just going. Some people hate it.
If you ever run into me,
I enjoy it.
I'm basically sprinting with a cart.
Exactly.
And I'm like, get
and
the
I'm wearing
get out of my way.
Ball hat. Yeah, it's like
a ball hat.
Here's the thing I learned long ago. Be very careful when you say to someone, hello, how are you?
I don't talk to anybody though.
You're supposed to stop And this is great advice. I don't know if you want to do it in the grocery store. You're supposed to stop until that person gives you the answer. And let me tell you, every time I say, how are you? You know, normally you think they'll say, oh, fine, keep going. No. For me,
it's a life story.
They'll stop.
Well, they know
and
you.
We're there for a minute.
They think they know you.
They do. And they think I have cameras in tow. Usually they're like, is this being filmed?
Yeah.
I'm like, no. It's not.
And then Riley pops around the corner.
Yes, it is. It is. He's just shooting, you know, out of the corner.
Smile.
Well, that leads us into our next discussion today, everybody. Look at it.
We lost our screen.
Imagine. Apple. They had to pop in an advertisement.
Listen, if you're working remotely and you need a job, I have one for you. You just have to come in studio occasionally as we're doing podcasts. Ensure we don't go off the air.
No, just this is an ad from Apple.
Apple, thank you.
This podcast was sponsored by Apple.
Ooh. No, it's not. Let's send that. Oh, it's not sponsored by Apple. It could be Apple. Let's go. Us up. All right. So if you're a business owner, you already know this. There was a time that maybe you could operate without the dreaded social media.
I don't understand what that world looks like.
You can't do it anymore.
How do you do business?
You can't.
You can't.
They're saying it's a must.
Yeah.
It was a suggestion and important in 22, 23, but man, it's a must.
Now, yeah. Because COVID just changed everything.
It's just where everybody's eyes are. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's like if you want to get in front of people, you got to be where they're looking and they're
always.
All the time.
Always on their phone. The best way to reach them socially, digitally. Mainstream is sort of a fallout. You know, some people still watch news and weather and sports, so I guess you could play some content there, but that whole...
Yeah, sports, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Like big games and stuff. Mm-hmm. But see, I watch soccer, and there's only one commercial break, so...
Really?
Yeah.
Halftime.
I did not know that. They will not interrupt soccer ever?
They don't stop the clock. The clock never stops. So even if he blows a whistle or whatever.
You know what, I'm 51. You learn something every day.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
It's like in tennis, too. You can't get up or do anything.
He's talking about bathroom breaks again, right? Like,
no, I'm just saying.
You can't get up and do anything.
I'm just saying. Like,
yeah.
That's so true. Yeah. Wow. That's cool. But those spots, man, can you imagine at halftime what those people pay?
It has to be expensive. It's the only opportunity is pregame, halftime, and postgame, right?
Insane. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And television still costs a lot of money, even though we can't really tell you how many people are still there. I think we can get close.
Yeah.
But most people want what they want, when they want, how they want, where they want, what they want.
I mean, everybody's, it's all based on the analytics now. They're like, well, let me see the analytics.
That's true.
And, you know, almost everything, digital and social media, all that stuff is, most of it you can see now.
That's right. Yeah. That is right.
You can even see it to a creepy level.
You can. Yeah. We can even, listen, let me tell you something. We're doing what are called foot traffic conversions, right? Where they saw an ad online. They started interacting with the ad. Mm-hmm. They realized they wanted to come and see you and maybe purchase what you have.
Yep.
We can tell you when they walked across the threshold of your door.
It's kind of weird, isn't it? Kind of stalkerish.
That's nuts.
It blows my mind, but it also makes sense.
Yeah.
It does.
It makes sense.
We
all knew the government was going to track us.
Well, they do that anyway, so it's like, what the point?
And they call themselves Alexa now. That thing is spinning all the time, man. Even when you're not asking her a question.
Yeah.
She's recording everything.
Yeah, and she's in Rob's office, so.
Yeah. She's hiding.
You can't listen. Who can you trust? All right. Nobody. And then that, finally, you know, we want you to tune in because we want you to hopefully take something away from these podcasts. And we just touched on some things that are very important, some things for you to consider. And it all comes down to sustainability. How are you going to ensure that you're around in 100 years?
Right. You got to stay in front of people.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
And as painful as it is.
I enjoy it. I enjoy social.
Digitally, socially, twitching.
Hey, it's good ads. It's a good place to go run your ads, honestly. That's where people are.
There you go.
If that's your target market.
Yeah.
I think it's the
average age.
Honestly, it's going to replace TV here soon.
Gaming?
Twitch. It's not just gaming. It's everything else.
Oh yeah, you can watch all your streaming channels.
Twitch is a platform.
Like, there's a lot of content creators. Yeah,
a lot of content.
People can stream whatever they're doing. So yeah. Like there's a lot of musicians on there now who do shows, mm-hmm. basically like private shows.
I like that.
And people can, you know, subscribe to them and
watch them for watch free them. And stuff yeah. like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And NFL.
It's not for free though. You have to buy all that fancy equipment that you have.
Well, yeah, of course. Right. But you gotta learn, make money. Boom, boom, boom.
I don't know what you just said.
I don't either.
But I get it.
Yes. Boom, something about but, boom, boom, and boom.
But streaming platforms are going to replace TV. I really do.
Oh, they're
I really
doing
do
that.
Think like yeah. Yeah, like Twitch sure. and Kick and stuff like that.
Netflix, Hulu, YouTube.
YouTube is popping off. I think it's going to get there.
No, it's already there.
It's there.
I already know. I already know people who have dropped regular TV.
YouTube.
I would, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, make sure you're making those good business decisions. If you need further help, we're here to help you anytime, any way, anyhow. Yeah. growingmediamarketing.com. And then, of course, this podcast is on every streaming platform ever invented. Are mm-hmm. we on Twitch?
No,
we're not on Twitch.
We can be.
We
can
need be. To be on Twitch.
I think it could be a thing, honestly.
Look at us thinking right here.
I think about it.
The wheels are...
Because you could do like reruns and stuff like that too.
Think about it.
That'd be cool.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. All right, look for us on Twitch. We're not there. Maybe one day.
Not yet.
Maybe one day soon. All right, guys. Peace out. Thank you.
See you guys.